Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
The bottom line is that the risk is there, and it's not just risk to our food security or agriculture security, it's risk to our national security.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience, this time from the Indiana Ag Threats and Security Summit, hosted by Indiana Farm Bureau, talking with Special Agent in Charge Herb Stapleton with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Herb, welcome to Ag Bioscience, and most importantly, thank you for your two decades of service to the FBI.
Thank you for having me. It's really an honor and a privilege to be here and excited to talk a little bit about some of the threats that we see to agriculture security here in Indiana.
It's complex labyrinth of threats, of risks. Give us an idea. What is the current threat picture as it relates to ag in America, specifically here in the Midwest?
I think the first thing I would say is that the agriculture community, the agriculture industry faces some of the same challenges that any other business does, especially when it comes to the cyber landscape. And so you start to think about the risk of ransomware or disruptive attacks against networks, everything from equipment to storage of customer data, all of that is potentially at risk when it comes to those possible types of attacks. And then the second thing that I think is really important is that there's a lot of research, there's a lot of hard work that goes into making the work that's done here in Indiana some of the best in the world. And there are definitely adversaries out there that would like to capitalize on other people's hard work and sweat by stealing that information and appropriating it for their own purposes. And so we see those kinds of targeted intellectual property theft threats as well.
As you look at the threats today, Herb, as you talked on stage, really two macro categories of threats, cyber threats, virtual threats, and then physical threats, actual hard theft of intellectual property or goods. How are you seeing those threats evolve, and what do those mean for everything from a farmer to large multinational global companies?
Well, it's going to look a little different for everybody depending on what you do, but the bottom line is that the risk is there, and it's not just risk to our food security or agriculture security, it's risk to our national security, because if our food supply chain is disrupted, obviously that has negative effects on the entire country. And so, you know, one thing I would say with respect to the evolution of the threat is that we've seen a lot of the threat landscape shift from the physical world to the cyber world in recent years. And part of the reason for that is it's much less risk for the bad actor to do that in the cyber world, where they can do that from anywhere, from safe havens that protect them from potential exposure to law enforcement and other things.
You've a really unique perspective on cyber. Used to lead prior to this job as being special agent in charge, led the cyber division for the FBI. When you look at cyber in the threats and the risks, what have you witnessed specifically here in ag as it relates to cyber threats? What's been in the market here in the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, the things that we've seen, the biggest number of threats have really been in two categories. One of those is the disruptive cyber attack like ransomware. And, you know, if your audience is not familiar with ransomware, it basically is an attack where a bad actor gains access to your system, encrypts that data, and then wants to charge you or blackmail you to recover your own data. So we say, hey, I've got your data. If you want it back, you need to pay me $500,000 or $5 million or whatever they think they can demand. And so that's been the biggest thing that we've seen. And we've seen that target agriculture-related companies. We've seen that in the meat supply chain over the past 5 or 6 years. And so that's one thing that we've seen a lot of. The second really big one, and I would say this is sort of a quasi-cyber threat, but is what we call business email compromise. But it is essentially a scam where someone impersonates the email address of a legitimate vendor that you're dealing with and uses that to insert themselves into some type of payment. We see companies of all types, including in the agriculture industry, fall victim to that to the tune of tens of thousands all the way up to millions of dollars. And it's really difficult to recover because all that money finds its way to some overseas actor.
Herb, when you look at that challenge, what you just walked through, any lessons learned you can pull from those that you've investigated and those that you've advised trying to navigate this complex reality that is today?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. I think, number one, you have to take the risk seriously. And most people who, if you're not blind to the risk, you can take some steps that help to mitigate that. The second thing is that when this type of thing happens to you, it's really important to report it, because there are sometimes things that we can do. There are sometimes ways that we can recover the money. We can, we the FBI and others in the federal government can help advise companies on whether or not what they are paying is going to be able to be recovered, whether or not their data is going to be recovered if they actually pay the ransom demand. And so those are some of the things that we can help with. And so if you report it, then, you know, sometimes we can be of some assistance. That doesn't mean we can always solve the problem completely. Unfortunately, usually we can't, but we might be able to help.
We'll take a look at what's next in terms of threats for agriculture. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience, this time from the Indiana Ag Threats and Security Summit, hosted by Indiana Farm Bureau, talking with Herb Stapleton, Special Agent in Charge with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Herb, we've talked a lot about the threats and the risks that are posed in today's current operating environment. One of the things that I think is so critical, you mentioned it early on, is this connection between food security and national security. On stage, there was some discussion of doomsday and this challenge that is here. And not to scare folks, but help us put this into perspective. How significant is this threat? How real is this threat? And is this connection to national security here in agriculture one that you think about in the FBI?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think that's one of the reasons that the FBI is organized the way that it is, with 55 field offices across the country. You know, as the head of the office here in Indiana, I and the other members of our team can really focus on the threats that most impact Indiana versus the threats that might, you know, impact other parts of the country and the world. And so certainly with agriculture being such an important part of the Indiana economy, that's an important thing for us to protect. And so I think the most important thing that we can do, you know, we have a tendency maybe in the Hoosier state to, we can be humble about our own kind of importance in the world, but this is a really important part of the nation's security to protect that food security. And so, you know, really understanding how important we are and knowing that we need to take security measures that are commensurate with the level of importance that we hold in the agriculture industry.
Herb, two decades, more than two decades of service to the FBI. You've witnessed many of these crimes. You have investigated many of these crimes. I think the one thing that everyone wants to know is, what can I do? What are the controls that I can put in place? What are the things that I could do today, whether I'm a big farmer, whether I'm a small farmer, or whether I'm a global, national, multinational, publicly held company in ag? What can I do?
Promoting a security culture and mindset within your own organization is really the most important thing you can do. The actual steps that you'll take, they may vary from company to company. We see companies that invest millions upon millions in the latest software tools and all those sorts of things, and those may be the right things for the level of risk that they carry, but they may not be the right things for everybody. And so really understanding your own risk, what you can afford, and balancing that out, and then really focusing focusing on your people to make sure that they have that security mindset. There are lots of techniques that we encourage, things like using multi-factor authentication, using strong passwords, updating your systems, and all those things are really important. But to me, it always starts with people. And if you get that security mindset going within your own organization, you're well down the path of securing yourselves in the cyber and physical worlds.
I love it. All right, time for one last question, Herb. Talking with Herb Stapleton, Special Agent in Charge of the FBI here in Indianapolis. It's an easy one, I think. What's the call to action? What is it that you want people to take away from this? What's the one thing that you hope the conversations here at the Indiana Ag Threats Summit really kicks off?
I think the call to action is to plan accordingly. We need to start building security in the cyber and physical realms into everything that we do. And the way we do that is by planning for all the contingencies that you might potentially face. That's the way to take the best step toward mitigating your risk.
He is Herb Stapleton, Special Agent in Charge in Indianapolis of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Herb, more than two decades of service to this nation. I know you've got a big milestone coming up in your future, and I just want to say on behalf of my family, and I think on behalf of everyone listening to Ag Bioscience, we're grateful for your service. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you to your family for the sacrifices they've made. Just incredible to spend some time with you today.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor and a privilege. Thanks.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience's special edition from the Indiana Ag Threats and Security Summit, hosted by Indiana Farm Bureau. Get a chance to check us out online at agrinovusindiana.com. And don't forget, you can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.